Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Chiefs get the win 28-10. Now they get ready to finally come home to Arrowhead for the home opener against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. But let's talk about the Chiefs with Darren Smith, who was out in Oakland covering the game for Sports Radio 810 WHB and now making his way back. Quick stop in Vegas. Is that right? Is that where you are?
I am. I am here in Vegas. I'm trying to avoid the slots machine over here. No. You know, I have an addiction to Buffalo Gold Collection. So I decided, you know what, you all are more important than gambling right now. But as soon as I get off the line with you all, I'm hitting the slots in this airport.
But how long of a layover you have here? What are we talking about?
Just about an hour. So, you know, enough for me to lose enough.
Or win enough.
Right, that's right.
Exactly.
Do your business. Do your business. Get back on that plane.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, Darren, before we get into this, tell everyone where they can hear you on both stations.
Yes, beginning next week, of course, you'll be able to hear me on Monday and Thursday nights after Thursday Night Football on Sports Radio 810, and you can listen to me every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to noon on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 and 94.5 FM.
All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday on the field in Oakland, 28-10. The Chiefs get the victory. The first quarter was a little shaky, 10-0, but then the second quarter explosion. Just an unbelievable performance by the offense in the second quarter. 28-0 in that second quarter. Man, you tell me, what was it like to be there going from the Oakland Coliseum going crazy during the first quarter, and then by halftime, I think they were ready to leave.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because you would have thought that the Chiefs were reading their own press clippings, because I had them winning the game 48-20, and so the first quarter I was shell-shocked just like the Chiefs were, because nothing was working for them. I mean, Patrick couldn't hit none of the receivers. The receivers couldn't catch anything. They weren't completing their routes. And it was just like, okay, this just cannot happen after only, 2 weeks that the season has started. All of a sudden now the Chiefs are about to get their first L, and at the hands of the Oakland Raiders at that, they don't even have Antonio Brown. But something happened in the second quarter. Things started clicking, and I mean, it was like a night and day difference to where this offense turned into a record-setting performance in the second quarter. So, hats off to the team. Now, I'm not going to lie, I still think they left a lot of points out there on the field. Of course, the 72-yard touchdown reception that was called off by a penalty that Mecole Hardman should have gotten. That I think had he made that, Patrick Mahomes would have been threatening the league record for passing yards in the game. But I think that'll come later on this year. So,
that's one of the on the list of 1,000 things that are unbelievable about this offense
exactly.
Right now. That's one of them, isn't it? Like what you just said about this offense. I feel like there were so many times last year where you're like, "Wow, they put up 500 yards of offense. They scored well over 25 points, and there was still they left something out on the field. Like there were still some open plays that they didn't hit on. I can't believe that an offense produces at this level and still leaves you. And even the players, you talked to them yesterday, but it seems like they walked off the field saying, yeah, we could have done more offensively than that.
Well, you know, Nate, and here's what's crazy. When you talk to Andy Reid and you talk to the players, you really try not to ask the same question over and over again, because it's just like, it becomes redundant. But when you look at it, it's almost hard not to, because it's like you leave these, you leave points out there on the field and you're not at full strength. So you don't have Tyreek Hill. And when that happens, it's like, okay, you scored 28 points in a quarter and you had additional points that were pulled off the board. And of course, if the game would have been closer, you probably could have scored more points along the way, especially when you got those two interceptions from Derek Carr. So it's like, how do you do this? And it's like, yes, so many weapons that, look, you shut down the running game, and at the end of the day, you still put up 480 yards of offense. Like, who does this but the Kansas City Chiefs?
All right, we got an injury update on Drew Brees. He has a torn ligament in his thumb, in his throwing hand, and he is going to be out, they're saying, likely out 6 weeks, according to NFL Network Ian Rappaport. So Drew Brees likely to miss 6 weeks after tearing a ligament in his thumb yesterday during the loss to the Rams. And, of course, later on today we should find out about Ben Roethlisberger, as he is going to see doctors, and there's a chance at least he could have surgery on his elbow. And so two big-time injuries in the NFL. And we know right now Drew Brees, torn ligament, he'll be out for at least the next 6 weeks. Now, let's talk about the defense. We played your conversation with Frank Clark a couple times on the show today. He says that individually he made some mistakes, but they played good team defense. And after giving up 10 points, they were able to hold the Raiders scoreless. But they start off a little bit shaky. It feels like, especially with Frank Clark, you know, I know he had that interception that nobody saw in week one, but, right. You know, I think he's you could maybe some more. I mean, with that trade and with that contract, you expect more of a pass rush from him. But overall, I mean, I was happy with what I saw, especially in the final three quarters. What was the mood of the in the locker room from the defensive players you talked to? You talked to Frank Clark. I think we got to be happy shutting any team out the final three quarters on the road. But it still seems like there's work to be done on the defense.
Yeah, you know, and he's talked about that. I think the biggest thing for the defense is the fact, you know, like you said, giving up big plays, you know, those chunk yardages. And that's that was a big concern. Obviously, keeping the team out of the end zone with the two interceptions, you know, you can never frown upon that. You know, I know you talked about Frank Clark, but look, I grade this team harshly because I think initially I said they would go 12-4, and I got them going 19-0. I have to grade them on that. I have to grade them on that skill a little harsher, and because of that, I got to hold Tyrann Mathieu accountable as well. We're paying him a lot of money. I think he only had two tackles in that game. Now, collectively as a unit, I was telling people that, you know, the cornerbacks, they had to play with a little bit more pride. You know, it's something that if you're going up against our offensive weapons every single day, how can you not be better on Sunday when you go up against the opponent's wide receivers and they're not at the caliber or the speed at the receiver that you face every single day? You know, if you get called trash long enough and loud enough, that should do something for your mental psyche. So, you know, for Ward and the other defensive backs, I think it meant a lot for them to play much better this week than what they performed in Jacksonville last week. And I think it's going to carry over, and it's going to need to carry over this weekend against Baltimore at home.
And Mathieu also had a kind of a blatant bad pass interference in that first half on one of the scoring drives, too.
He did.
So let me ask you this, Darren. I asked this to Adam Teicher earlier. Jalen Ramsey gets in a scuffle with his head coach, Doug Marrone. The Jags look like they're imploding once again. We know he's volatile. We know he's controversial. But we also know he can play the corner spot pretty well. If you were the Chiefs, would you be calling the Jags right now to find out if he's available?
Yeah, I would. I mean, you're trying to go all in to win a Super Bowl, so you got to do what you got to do. And the reason why he's allowed to do that down there is because of the culture that's already been set down there. Now, you would think with the general manager being from New York, Tom Coughlin, that, you know, they would kind of nip that in the bud. But he's acting that way because he didn't have his money, you know, and he wants that new contract. You bring him to Kansas City, you kind of sign him to a new deal. You put him in that locker room. Look, you know you got the number one cornerback in the league on your squad. You know he's going to ball out. You know he's going to take away the number one receiver on the other opposing team. Look, it's a race between you and New England. And you have to put all your chips out there on the table, just like New England did going out and getting Antonio Brown. You go out and get this Jalen Ramsey. Look, give up a draft pick. Look, he's worth a number one if you have to do that. Give up a number one. Do what it takes. Bring him in. Secure your spot, if nothing else, in the AFC Championship game. But also, you know, get ready to start packing your bags to go to Miami.
All right, let's start hyping this game on Sunday, the home opener. And it's Chiefs-Ravens, and it's Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. I don't know what else you need, Darren. What else do you need to be excited about Sunday?
But first of all, I'm more excited about this Baltimore team because, what, their number one offense and number two defense? Like, I mean, you know, the expectations that people were expecting from Lamar Jackson from his performance last year as a rookie to now is night and day. So, you know, I'm looking very much forward to seeing what the Chiefs defense is going to do against, against this offense of the Baltimore Ravens, and to see whether or not, just like you said, you know, the improvement. What are we going to be able to do against this run game? Lamar Jackson is not only their leading passer, but their leading rusher. Seriously, who does that as a quarterback? So, look, I don't have to hype this game up. It's just the fact that you got Baltimore, Kansas City, two undefeated teams, these two quarterbacks who are right now probably 1-2 or 2-1 as it relates to the MVP race right now. And, you know, you could probably throw Dak Prescott in there as well. Look, I'm excited about it. I got to be there early in the morning, 8 o'clock Sunday. Man, look, man, bro, there's nothing else to say. Let's just get this thing going.
All right, Darren.
I'm sorry. Look, man, you got me feel like I'm kind of wrestling promo right over here right now.
Drop a promo. That's what we want you to do. So we're going to let you get back and so you can get some slot time in before you get on the plane. So Nate's got one more.
Well, I just know because we've talked about this. The three of us and Jake have all talked about this. I don't know if they have the sandwiches there, but I do know that there is a Popeyes in the Vegas airport.
No, yeah, hold on. I was here Saturday. No, they don't have it because trust me, I was there looking for it.
They don't have the sandwiches.
They're out. They're out everywhere.
Everywhere. Damn it.
Well, I don't even think they are, but I don't think that they offered it, so I think that was the most important. Uh-huh. They didn't offer it, so if they had offered, that would have been different. I might have missed my flight to Oakland. but since I'm here, and I don't know, I don't even know if it's open this early in the morning. If so, you know, I got to stop and get some. I got to get some of that yard bird before I get on the plane.
Now, let's finish off, and again, tell people where they can listen to you all week long, and as you do a great job of covering the Chiefs for us at Union Broadcasting. Where can you hear all your work at?
Well, first of all, I appreciate being on the show with you guys, Eddie, and all the time. You can hear me Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to noon, obviously Central Daylight Time, on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 a.m. and 94.5 FM. And then, of course, on Thursday nights after Thursday Night Football and beginning next week after Monday Night Football as well on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, bring it home. Have a safe trip back to Kansas City, Darren. Yep. We'll see you when you get here.
Appreciate it, man. You fellas take care. Thank you.
All right, that's Darren Smith doing a great job, and some of the work's very, very hard, extremely hard, covering all the events, out of practice, out of the games for us, Sports Radio 810 WHB and ESPN Kansas City, and we try to have him on every Monday at 9:30, kind of wrap things up since he's out there doing interviews, and you heard him talking with Frank Clark after the game, and so good stuff from Darren. Hopefully he has a successful rendezvous with these slot machines before he gets back on the plane heading back to Kansas City.
Yeah, hopefully he comes home with a pocket full of quarters.
Right, he'd be a real good flighter, you know, something that can cause a little bit of anger right before getting on the plane.
Little jingle in his pocket, right, as Dan Ferguson used to say.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Got a nice tip for you here.
Yep.
Reach out.
Hey, is that a...
Fish it out for yourself.
Just,
if you like.
Put a little extra jingle in your pocket.
That's right.
Is that a little extra jingle in your pocket, or are you just happy about Patrick Mahomes?
Maybe. Maybe both. And so there's no doubt about that. We will take a break, come back, and wrap things up on this Victory Monday on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Got a nice tip for you right here in my pocket. Why don't you reach in there and fish it out for yourself?